Welcome to TFP, the Theater Folk Podcast, the place to be for drama teachers, drama students, and theater educators everywhere. I'm Lindsay Price, resident playwright for Theater Folk. Hello, I hope you're well. Thanks for listening. So as we look towards bringing in a brand new year in just a couple of days, I thought it was really appropriate to replay episode 89, which is all about making a mission statement for your classroom with teacher Amy Pugh Patel. Get the brand new year off to a great start with this fantastic project. So you can catch the links for this episode at theaterfolk.com/episode89. And if you like what Amy has to say here, she has a more in-depth version of the project inside our Drama Teacher Academy. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the podcast. Let's get to it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I am so happy today to be talking to teacher Amy Patel. Hello, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I am awesome. You were on your spring break this week, right?
Yes.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, sleep in, stay in my pajamas for a little while and not have a real strict schedule for a change. And the weather's pretty for today anyway.
Okay, so I'll tell everybody, I'd like to start with asking where people are in the world. So where are you?
I'm in Madison, Alabama, which is just outside of Huntsville, North Alabama.
Yes.
And I teach at James Clemens High School, which is a brand new school.
Ah, cool. Okay, we'll get into that. So, and how long have you been a drama teacher?
This is my 16th year. I taught for 14 years at Butler High School in Huntsville, and then I took a year sabbatical and didn't teach at all. I visited other teachers around the country, some of my friends who taught in Connecticut and Colorado and Florida, and then I also got back on stage for a change and kind of regrouped, and then started at James Clemens last year, so that is 2 years now at that school.
Do you think sabbaticals are important for teachers?
Oh my gosh, it saved me. It really did. I needed that break and I needed that time to, you know, do research for myself, kind of explore and to miss it. my husband asked me, when do you think you'll go back to the classroom? And I said, when I miss it. And it didn't take long. It just really revived my passion for teaching. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and having a bit of an absence and getting to explore the things that had been churning around in my head really helped me. And I feel like I'm a better teacher for it.
So it seems like it was very purposeful that you would go, and I'm sure, I know they were your friends, but were you asking other teachers about things that they do?
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like a research thing too.
Yeah, because I, you know, had taught for 14 years at the same school. And so I felt like my blinders went up and I could only see things the way I had been doing them, or I had only seen a school being run the way my school was run. And I would hear about other friends at other schools and they would talk to me, but I didn't get to see it for myself. So, you know, I went in with an agenda. I wanted to see what's their space like. How do they structure their classes? What are the things that they feel like go really well, and what are the challenges that they have? And, you know, I saw a lot of myself out there, and I kind of felt like, oh, I'm not the only one who faces that. And, oh, I'm not the only one who struggles with that. And it was just really nice. It really,
sometimes the nicest thing is knowing you're not alone, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause especially as a theater teacher, oftentimes we're the only one of our kind at our school. And that's difficult. You know, a science teacher can just hop down the hallway and say, hey, I'm working on this. What do you think? Or, hey, do you have this resource? But a theater teacher doesn't have that luxury because we're usually the only one.
Why did you choose drama? Why teaching and why drama?
You know, I went into a theater class in high school really because that's my friends were there. And I had an English teacher that I really liked, and she was also the theater teacher. And so I thought, oh, that would be fun. And, you know, my girlfriends were taking it, and I went in for fun and I really liked it. So I took it my junior and senior year, and then I did a couple of plays and was really inspired. I had another teacher too named Mike Chappell and was really inspired by him, but I didn't consider doing it for the rest of my life. I thought I would go into journalism, maybe even math. And then I got to college and quickly realized math was not it because I failed calculus the first semester. but I still didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. And then I realized that what always inspired me and what always seemed to be my passion was the learning, and whether it was in an English class with a great teacher or a history class with a great teacher. And I thought, wow, that's what I want to do. I want to keep learning, and I can do that if I teach, because when you teach, you learn twice. And then I realized how much I missed the theater, because I didn't do it my first couple of years in college. And I realized that it wasn't so much what do I want to do with the rest of my life, but what do I not want to do without?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the theater. It was the stage, and it was being a part of the theater. And I didn't want to go to New York or LA or Chicago and try to make it on stage. I really wanted to do theater every day, and I could do that if I was a director, if I was a teacher, and then I could inspire and help other students to hone in on their skills so that they could go to New York or LA or Chicago or become teachers.
Why do you think it's important for students, for teenagers to take drama?
There are just so many reasons. Sometimes it's to build a confidence in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have kids who say, I want to take theater, but I'm shy. And I say, that's exactly why I want you to take theater, because it's hopefully every classroom's this way, but it's a safe place to kind of crack through your little shell.
Oh, and they have such a shell sometimes, don't they?
Exactly. And sometimes they hide it. They put up, you know, their walls. And so they act like they're the tough guy, or that they don't care about anybody else. But the truth is, you know, there's something there that needs a voice. And I think they can find that in the theater. And I think too, in theater, we really work on what it is to be a human, to work with other people, to learn to trust other people, to come together with, you know, from different backgrounds, different opinions, different philosophies and visions for whatever the project is, but learn to work together. So you learn conflict resolution, you learn confidence, you learn discipline, you learn organization. And then too, you learn about all the other content areas because you're reading. And so you're getting literature and analysis, but you're also learning history because what do you know? Your play is about Amelia Earhart, and you're learning science because you're learning about electricity with lighting or physics, how to make a set piece move. And so I think it's like everything wonderful in the world is right there in the theater classroom.
It's the most amazing class.
Yeah.
I think I say often, I'm like, where else are these kids going to learn how to work together? Like, that's all your work life is working with other people. And if you don't know from a young age, it's so hard to make it.
Yeah.
You know, so the reason, and this is going to dovetail really nicely, because the reason that I wanted to talk to you today is because you contacted us and you were telling us about how you use a mission statement in your program. And I'm like, I've never heard about this. I love this. Tell everybody first, what is a mission statement?
A mission statement is really, it's a concise verbalization of what you do, how you do it, and why you do it. And it's something that companies, you know, corporations use, but oftentimes I don't know that theaters use them, especially educational theaters. I never did. At my old school, I didn't. And I think partly is because the theater program already existed when I came on. And so there was already sort of a system of organization, and I just kind of jumped into that. And when I decided to actually come up with a mission statement, it was because I was at a new school and
fresh start.
Exactly. And so my whole vision was that this was going to be something that grew out of nothing. And we had a fantastic space. The school itself is beautiful. I felt like we had really energetic and supportive administration and parents and students, but we were all coming from different directions. And I really needed for myself to really grow a program that I felt like was strong. I needed to have a strong basis and kind of a foundation. And I felt like I needed to do that with a mission statement. Just like, you know, I had to even decide, what are we even called? Are we the James Clemens Theater Players? Are we Theater JC? Are we, you know, I had to come up with the name of our company. And I went with James Clemens Theater and then went through and started designing some logos. And then I had students come up with logos, and we had a little contest to decide what our logo was going to be. You know, none of that was in place yet. And when I started looking into branding and how important that was for kind of determining an identity for our program, I ran across something about a mission statement. And my husband actually, kind of ironically, was at the same time he was toying around with starting his own company. It's a technical company, but, and here I was starting a theater company. And so we were both looking into that same direction, having to come up with a statement, having to come up with a logo, having to come up with what direction we were really going in. And I felt like it was something that I needed to do with my students. I couldn't just come in and say, all right, guys, we are James Clements Theater and here's our logo and here's our mission, because then it's not ours, it's mine.
And what does it mean? Like, what does all that mean anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
The mission statement sort of forms the meaning.
Yes, yes. And I had never written a mission statement. My students never had either. So if I just came in and said, this is our mission statement, isn't that great? It would have been wah, 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 wah. That didn't mean anything to them. So it was something that we really had to come up with together.
Would you read your mission statement, please?
Yeah. To be or not to be, unexpected, dedicated, inspired, and inspiring, to train our bodies, minds, and voices, to perform multiple productions from original and modern material, to classic plays and musicals, to empower young artists and engage the audience, to engineer imagination and build our community. To be or not to be, we choose to be James Clements Theater.
I think that's awesome.
I love it.
Okay, so that's the end. That's the product.
Yes.
So let's start about the, let's talk about the process. So how did you get there? How did you do this with your students? And these are all new students to you, correct? Yeah. They were.
And some of them knew each other, but they were actually coming from two different schools, because some were coming up from the middle school and some were coming over from the existing high school. So a lot of my students were new to each other also.
So let's talk about, how did you approach this with them? How did you tell them that this was going to happen?
Well, we first went in and started, you know, going through what questions do you have for me? What are your goals for the program and the need for some statement that would solidify all the answers to that? So when I was researching mission statements, I noticed that they all had three things in common, three questions. One was, what do we do? How do we do it? And why do we do it? That seemed to be kind of criteria for any good mission statement. So I went and I hung the big post-its on the wall, the big white post-its. And on one of them, I asked that, what does James Clements Theater do? The next one was, how do we do it? And the next was why do we do it? And then what are three words that are essential in describing James Clements Theater? What sets us apart from other theater companies? What is our strength? The funny thing is, we were making it up because we didn't know yet. We were still just learning each other's names. And so we were describing something that didn't exist yet. We were really describing the ideal and what we hoped for.
Did they dive into that? Were they trepidatious? Like what a big leap to take.
Yeah, I think they really jumped in, because everybody came in with these ideas swimming around in their head, and this gave them a place to put those ideas. You know, if I said, what are three words that describe us? They got to describe what they hoped would describe us. So everybody really jumped in, and I think it was accessible too, because I didn't just say, hey, write a mission statement. It was answer these questions, and that's easy. We can do that.
Oh, I love using questions in the classroom, like, because they've been doing it since kindergarten.
Right.
You know, so it's exactly as you say, if you had come in and said, write a mission statement, no one would have known what to do.
Yeah. And two, there were no right or wrong answers, which is typical in a theater class anyway. And I think that's one of the beauties of it. There's no right or wrong. There is no answer key that I'm going to check these answers by. Just tell me what you think. They went in and they wrote those up there, and we kind of did a carousel around, and they had their markers, and we noticed things that kept reoccurring and said, okay, these are pretty common among us. We're kind of coming to consensus on these few things. And that was kind of nice. It started to bring us together. And then after that, we talked about how do we take all these ideas that are splattered up on these posters and actually put them into something that
usable.
Yeah. So I found some mission statements from lots of corporations, but then I also found some from theater companies, especially regional and professional theater companies. And so I took some of those and I created a handout and I gave them to the students and told them to read over them with a highlighter and a pen or pencil and mark them up and really pick out what was meaningful to them. You know, what are the things that resonate with you? The things that you hope are a part of our company too. And then cross through the things that you don't think really apply to us, and then bring those back.
How many did you give them?
You know, I want to say there were about 20. It was a front and back sheet.
That's good to know. Like, it just gives you a really good visual, you know, for anybody listening who might want to do this, you know, that's how many you want to pass on to your students. So they get, by the end of it, they must have had a really good sense of not only what they wanted, but what a mission statement looks like.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they read so many and they saw that there wasn't a standard fill in the blank format for it. And I think that kind of freed them up too. And once we took those, we decided on the things that we felt were most important. And, their homework assignment was to write. I told them if it is your job alone to write the mission statement for James Clements Theater.
Mm-hmm. And they've got the tools. They have the stuff that they talked about for your theater. They had the stuff that they liked about the mission statement. So they went home and wrote their, so everybody in the class went home and wrote their own.
Yep. And so we came back in with 30 different statements, and we put those up on the wall and went through the same process that we had done with the professional mission statements. And they got to highlight, underline, circle, cross through. So it was kind of like we were weeding out and really honing in on the things that kept
reoccurring.
Yeah.
Did anybody get a little precious about theirs being crossed out or anything like that?
You know, I don't remember that. If they did, I guess they were quiet about it. I think they felt like it was more like an archaeological dig, I guess.
That's neat. I like that.
Even when they would bring in their own mission statement, they would hear somebody else's and go, ooh, I like that. So everybody knew that it wasn't a contest. You know, write the statement and we're going to pick yours.
You're all together working towards this product.
Right. And they knew that we were just getting closer and closer and closer, and we didn't have a deadline.
Right.
Just each day we would get closer and closer and closer until we reached that point that we said, that's it.
How long did this take?
I want to say we're on the block, so we had hour and a half classes. And of course we were doing other things along the way too. We were doing a lot of team building activities, and we would, devote at least half the class to it. But we did it over the course of about 4 days, 5 days. And once everybody crossed through and highlighted the ones we had brought in, I took those and I said, at this point, I'm going to take these and I'm going to do my best to come up with a few different versions. And then I'll bring them to you and we'll go through the same process. But we needed to get something on one piece of paper that we could ultimately work with. So I took it home and I noticed the words that kept popping up and the things that we kept discussing whenever we would talk about the reasons we were making the decisions we were making. And I brought in two different statements the next day, and I read off one, and everybody just went, oh, that's it. Yes. And didn't even read the second one. And what I like is that this, we use this. We've got it in the classroom. It's on our shirts. We put it in our program, and we revisit it when we're unsure about what direction we're going in. We kind of check it. Okay. Does this really line up with our mission? You know, this year when we decided to do a musical, some of my kids were really trepidatious about that. And some said, oh, I don't think that we should be doing a musical. And we said, well, you know what? We actually said that was part of our mission, to do a variety of works. And sometimes when the kids are frustrated because we're doing so many vocal exercises, or they're so worn out from the physical exercises, and then we say, well, you know what? We are training our bodies, minds, and voices. It's in our mission. So it kind of becomes that check to us to say, okay, this is the road we said we were going to get on, and we need to make sure we stay on this path. And it's a pretty wide path. You know, we save ourselves lots of room, but we just check. And two, like, we are each year when we do a major production, we do some sort of outreach project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's built into our mission. So we want to make sure that we keep that going. And if somebody comes in and says, hey, why are we helping this garden? Well, it's in our mission to build our community.
Isn't that amazing? Because now you've got a piece of paper, but also you've got a tenant that you can refer to anything you do. So every student now who comes in knows exactly what your theater is about, why you do things, which is what students want to know all the time. They want to know why are we doing this? Why? You can show them this. And I also really like, in terms of community building, that you're putting that out there too. I like that it's in your programs and on your shirts. What reaction did you get from like the other adults in your school, from your teachers or from your admin?
I didn't go into it for that reason.
No.
It was just, but I thought, why didn't I see that? Of course, this is going to be something not just for us in the classroom. This is going to be something that other people will see. And if I want to show them what we're about, this is all I need to do. Hand them this and they have an understanding of what we're doing and the significance of what we're doing. And one day my principal sent an email and the subject line was, this is impressive. And I opened it up and he had taken a photo of our mission statement hanging on the wall. And that was it. And that really meant a lot to me. And I think it probably meant a lot to him that I think he could see from that we take our work seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun and we love it, but we're passionate about it and we take it seriously enough to actually put it into words.
It's really important. I mean, I think also, well, because how often has this conversation come up that nobody knows what they do in the drama class?
Right.
And it's like, and that's when drama classes become unstable and perhaps, you know, fodder to be cut. It's like, well, look, this is exactly what we do. Here it is.
Exactly. Now I think this is a bit of ammunition.
Yeah.
I think it gives some substance to what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's something too that drives us as a group. Like when we say it, like we actually memorized it. I would have kids memorize one line at a time and then add another line and another line and another line until everybody was saying the whole thing together. And it was really, oh, you feel this burst of energy at the end of it. You just want to go out there and conquer the world. You know? We choose to be James Clements Theater. Roar. And it's just had so many benefits that I didn't even anticipate. And now I want to revisit it.
Oh, okay. So it's been in place for 2 years now?
Yes. This is the second year.
Ah, okay. So what do you want to do next year?
I'm trying to figure out exactly what my process will be. I don't think I want to start from scratch. I want to say, okay, this is our mission now. Now let's do some of these same tactics to see if what changes we want to make. And I don't know, a part of me is kind of, you know, territorial about it. I mean, it's our mission statement. We shouldn't change anything, but I know that we should. And I feel like 10 years from now, it's really important that we have a statement that those students are a part of too, instead of saying, well, in the year 2012, this is the mission statement we came up with, and now you're stuck with it 10 years later.
Well, because as your program changes, your students will change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you thought about, do you have a visual representation of your mission statement?
No, I don't. But, you know, what's interesting is the space program. We're right next to Huntsville, Alabama, where the Space and Rocket Center and Marshall Space Flight Center are. And when I was in college, I actually worked part-time with the Space and Rocket Center. And one of the things they did was program with teachers. And we learned about how each mission into space has a mission patch. And on that patch, a group of designers and artists actually come together, and depending on what the different projects are for that space mission,
mm-hmm.
they will create a visual representation of it. And it has the names of all the people who are on that mission, and it has little pictures of things that are going on. And you can actually purchase these patches now. And you can go to the gift shop and you can purchase those patches. And that's how they came to be. And I always thought it would be neat if we had something, and it might be, you know, something fun to do maybe with the art classes. These are the words. How do we visualize that so that everybody can connect to it visually too?
Yeah. And then like to be able to, if you pass that on to the art students, like how do they interpret it? And then that's something that can come back that the drama students can reflect on. Like, is it what they expected or not what they expected?
And does it speak to us in the same way? Does it mean that same thing to us?
Yeah.
When it's visual.
That sounds very cool too. Oh, I like that.
Wouldn't that be a great mural?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's an awesome idea. Like, you know, what a great way to, you know, it's not just the words, because as they say, you know, these students who are coming up now in 21st century is like they're visual learners. They learn by what they see, and they that's how they process. And to get these students to process visually this very important and wonderful thing, you know, it's just going to add another layer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Amy, this has been such a great, I'm so really happy about this, because I think this is something that is unique, but also why not? And it's like, this is something we should all be doing. And then, and just to give such a grounding
mm-hmm.
for your program and to make students feel a part of your program and responsible for your program.
Yeah.
And that's how your programs are going to stay and thrive and become a vital part of school life.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest thing for it was really getting to that why. And at the time I had never seen this, but Simon Sinek has a TED talk, and it's called The Golden Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to how the most important thing is not what you do or how you do it, but why you do it. And so he draws these three concentric circles. And he says, some people work from that outside in, and first they'll tell you what they do and how they do it, and then they'll get to why. And he said, but really start with the why. Start with the why, and then the how and the what will come. And that it was, I had never heard that, but I really, as soon as he said it, I thought, oh, that's exactly how we approached our mission statement with those three questions. And then this year we actually got on our stage, we grabbed sidewalk chalk and drew, we watched his talk and then we drew three concentric circles. And then I asked kids, start in the center of it, write why you are an actor, why you are a techie, why you are an artist. And of course the reasons were just so varied. It was wonderful. And then we got to, okay, you know why you do it. Now, how do you do it? And then finally, what is it that you are doing? That was a good kind of a follow-up to what we had done last year when we created the mission statement, because we got to talk about our mission statement again. And, you know, we always get to why, you know, no matter what we're dealing with, let's get to the why, and then we can figure out the how and the what.
Oh, that's a great exercise. And I'll make sure that I link to that talk in the show notes. Amy, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate all you do. I'm really glad to be a part of it today.
I just think it's really, really great that we can put this out there.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Amy. I just think that is an awesome exercise, an awesome process, an awesome thing to do for your students, for your classroom, just to let everybody know exactly who you are, where you stand, what you do this with your students. I just think it's really great, great, great exercise. So before we go, let's do some theater folk news.
This podcast with Amy led us to ask her to create a course about her mission statement project for our professional development on-demand website, the Drama Teacher Academy. In there, we offer courses designed just for drama teachers so that you can be the best teacher possible for your kids. And you don't have to go anywhere or be in a place at a specific time. The courses are all pre-recorded so that they can fit into your schedule and your method of learning. Go to dramateacheracademy.com to check out the website and kick the tires. The doors to the academy are closed right now, but if you're interested, this is a great time to see what's available and perhaps go to your administration or school board and say, I need this. Maybe you need some ammunition for that. Well, we have a Drama Teacher Academy executive summary written just for administrators with standards links and participant outcomes. You can download this Drama Teacher Executive Summary at the show notes for this episode, theaterfolk.com/episode 89.